Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
That will bring up Jonah Vorwall. The places in the outfield that are filled in are where the goalie stands for youth soccer. Some don't move a lot, and there's a couple of muddy patches, but otherwise, we're good to go. Here's the batter, there's the pitch, and that is taken down low. One ball and no strikes to Jonah Vorwall. Jonah stepping back out, back in, number 11 against McDonald. Jacob working with the windup, and here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side. Oh, nice play, Bosworth. It short hopped him, and he picks it. Steps on the bag in time. And there are two up, two down in the Platteville lineup. That will bring up Carson Opkenorth playing first base today. So he makes his way in. Fans have gone back to their medium to heavy jackets, especially for the end of the ball game tonight. Temps could fall off to the low 40s, maybe even the upper 30s by the morning. We should be done by then, I would think. Here comes the pitch to the batter, and it's taken outside. One ball and no strikes. Coach Lemke and Clarkin. Coach Tabor and Peterson all doing a lot of work here. And some of the senior players as well getting the diamond ready today. 1-0 pitch bounced foul outside of third for strike one. One ball and one strike. Hard to believe we are a week away from the WIAA tournament, and we are getting some tournament softball scores in tonight. There were a few first-round games. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. A ball and two strikes. Good work from Jacob McDonald. He's back. Awaiting the batter's arrival. Here's the pitch to Opkenorth. It's high. Two balls and two strikes. Infield back a couple of paces here with two away. Two balls, two strike offering. And here's the pitch from the senior. Strike three called. And they'll whip down to first base. Well, he was running. I think it was called. Maybe it hit his bat or he took an attempted swing. But nonetheless, it's a strikeout for out number three, and that will do it. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for Platteville. After a half inning of play, the Hillman nothing. Richland Center coming up. High school baseball tonight, live from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Here's the Richland Center batting order tonight. Brady Dosh, the center fielder, leads it off. Cole Wassinger, the shortstop, hits number two. Jacob McDonald, the pitcher, bats third. Isaac Gauld at third base, bats cleanup. Wes Bosworth hits fifth, playing first base tonight. Ben Lemke, the second baseman, will be followed in the order by Deacon Heise, the right fielder. Avery McGlynn, the DH, and batting number nine, Ethan Haiti, the left fielder. Trenton Mum warming up for Platteville. He is a right-hander. The catcher is Seth Wilson. Carson Opkenorth at first. Evan Johnson at second. Lucas Ludlum, the shortstop, and Bryson Carl at third. Henry Stang in left field, Jonah Vorwald in center, Nathan Mum in right field here for the Platteville Hillmen. Adorned in their Platteville colors, maroon and white, the Hornets in the white and the black and orange, almost, very, very similar to the Houston Astros uniform, the Hornets unis that they've had the last couple of years. Here's a guy that has been batting well for the Hornets all season. Whenever I asked Coach Lemke this year, hey, who's hitting well for you? Usually first guy mentions is this guy, Brady Dosh, who's got a good on-base percentage, leading off for the Hornets in the bottom of the first inning against Trenton Mum. Mum with a deep breath from the windup, kicks and fires, and that one has popped up this way, and ooh, out of play. Something just fell from the ceiling when that hit the roof, too. Anyway, back to business now. A new baseball coming out. Dosh set to go. Mom is as well. Trenton from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to Brady Dosh. No concessions tonight. I was thinking maybe I'd get me a snow cone or a hot dog, but no, not tonight. Game got moved. Hard to move and transport everything and get everything coordinated. Here's a chopper up the middle. Base hit. Nice start for Brady Dosh and the Hornets as he gets one through between short and second. And the batter will be Cole Wassinger, the shortstop. Wassinger wearing number six. As Coach Lemke alluded to, the Hornets will be opening tournament play 1 week from tonight, and they'll be at Lodi. Runner leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Runner leaning. It's a bunt out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. Throws a strike to get him, and the sacrifice is complete. Brady Dosh goes to second. Wassinger at first. That's a 1-3 put out on the sacrifice, and here comes Jacob McDonald. High school soccer tonight, River Valley and Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca tied at 1. Softball saw Cashton defeat DeSoto 12-2. That is a WIAA first rounder. Runner leads at first for the Hornets. Here's Mum's pitch, bounced toward the middle, in there for a base hit. They are waving Brady Dosh. Here comes a throw from the outfield, not in time. He slides in, and the Hornets are on top, 1-0. Perfect baseball, the great sacrifice by Wassinger, and then McDonald laces one through for an RBI single. That will bring up Isaac Gauld, the third baseman. Gauld wearing number 25, getting set to stand in here for the Hornets, batting cleanup today, as he has off and on through the year. Time is called. A runner leading at first base. McDonald off the bag by a few paces. Here's the pitch. Popped up high in the air, left field side. The left fielder going over, and he's got it. Made the catch. Was he inside the out-of-play line or in-play line? Well, let's see here. I think they're going to say he caught it, but again, he was across the line where the out-of-play line is. So that means that Isaac Gauld is still alive. Goes as a long strike. McDonald tags up. Here comes the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Riverdale is advancing in the tournament for softball. They win 15-0 over Boscobel in three innings. And Wonewoc Center, a winner against North Crawford, 12-0 in five innings tonight. Mum looks now. Here's the pitch. Bounce. Foul outside of third for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Darlington a winner in tournament softball tonight, 5-3 over Parkview. The Filmy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. McDonald with a good-sized lead. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball first base. They'll go to second for the shortstop covering one. The relay in time. An awkward double play, but it ends the Hornets' threat here in the opening inning. a 3-6. 3 if you're scoring along with us at home, and I'm sure you are. That'll retire the Hornets. A run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and none left on. 1-0, Richland Center leads Platteville after one tonight at North Park on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Save 20% every Tuesday on rental tools and equipment, big and small. Find the tools and equipment you need to get the job done at All American Do It Center's rental department. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, trenchers and hole diggers, lawn and garden equipment, concrete equipment, air and power tools, compressors, generators, flooring and drywall, even banquet tables and chairs. Rentals are always 20% off on Tuesdays. Visit the rental department, open 7 days a week at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
Top of the second inning, Nathan Mum will lead it off for Platteville, followed by Evan Johnson and Trenton Mum. The Hornets have had some memorable games against Platteville over the years. A one in Platteville to go to sectional many years ago. Not many, but what, 13? Beated Platteville to go to Portage and play in the sectional semifinal that year. Here's Mum against Jacob McDonald. From the windup, the kick, and the pitch. Strike call. 0-1 to the batter. 1-0, Richland Center leading, top of two. Again, we are live. Maybe listening and thinking, yeah, he must have taped that earlier. No, we're here. We're in person tonight. Down low for a ball to Mum. Count goes to 1-1. Good to see the scoreboard working out in left field. Richland County Bank scoreboard. 1-1, there's the pitch, popped right field side, down the line. Who's got it? The right fielder over, fighting the sun, and Deacon Hayes pulls it in for out number one. Probably a question whether that was fair or foul, if it would have landed, but it looked like maybe a step foul when he caught the ball. So one away for Evan Johnson, number nine. Makes his way in. Our game engineered by Tim Feed tonight. We appreciate Tim and his effort all school year long. Man, it seems like we just got started. And it won't be long before we start again. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third for strike one. We will feature home talent games this summer and be some summer baseball as well. Legion and maybe some other youth activities. Maybe some third and fourth graders. I don't know. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. 1-1 to the batter. Johnson back in. From the kick and the pitch, there's a strike. 1-2. Jacob McDonald right around the plate tonight with a fastball looking good. Ready to work again from the wind. Here comes the 1-2 offering. That hangs high. 2-2. JV teams arriving. They played at the Richland Center baseball diamond, the JV diamond, I should specify, tonight. 2-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. Full count. But the high school baseball field, just not any way they were going to get that playable tonight. So lucky that they were able to get this one going tonight. Full count. That one is high. He walked in. Platteville has its first base runner now. Evan Johnson at first base, and the batter will be Trenton Mum. Mum the pitcher and try to help his own cause now. Johnson at first base, having a chat with Wes Bosworth, the Richland Center first baseman. Maybe Wes inviting him to his graduation party. I don't know. Here comes McDonald with a pitch, runner going. It's a ball, and the throw to second base is high. Sliding in head first is Johnson. He had a good jump on that one. So a runner at second now in scoring position for the Hillman. Potential tying run out there with one out in the second inning. Mum trying to help his own cause. McDonald back to the stretch. That one is down low. One ball and one strike to Trenton Mum. Slight lead at second base for Johnson. Here's the pitch. Bounce sharply to short. They'll go the short route to third. High, and the runner is safe. It looks like everybody is safe. So Platteville with a runner at first and a runner at third. Richland Center kind of a thought of going for first, but also thinking they could get the lead runner. Maybe a throw a little lower or right on the bag might have got him. But as it stands, two aboard with only one away. This will bring up Bryson Carl. Carl, the third baseman. 1-0 Hornets, top of two, Platteville threatening. Jacob McDonald eyes the runner at first base, getting a jump off of the bag. Here's the pitch, runner going, a ball high, and there'll be no throw. They fake the third, everybody is safe. Stolen base now for Trenton Mum, and Platteville now with a golden opportunity. Scoring position, one away. Bryson Carl back in from the right side, standing in. McDonald to the belt, checks the runner over to third. Here's the pitch, down low. Two balls, no strikes to the hitter. Carl works his way back in, moves up on the handles a little bit. Jacob McDonald with the pitch. There's a strike. McDonald on the board with a strike. 2-1 now to the batter. Johnson and Mum both appear to be pretty fleet of feet. They're at second and third, respectively. Here we go. The pitch bounced foul. Strike two now. Two balls and two strikes. Hornets over here on the third base dugout. Platteville on the first base dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Bryson Carl. Strike three call. Caught him looking. Good pitch from Jacob McDonald. Went a little off speed on that one. Two K's in the book. And the batter will be Seth Wilson, the catcher. So Seth makes his way in. Set to go and ready to roll here. McDonald checks the runners at second and third. The pitch is called a ball. Wilson, number eight batter here in the second inning. Number eight in the order batting in the second inning, I should specify. McDonald checks the runner. Here comes the pitch. Strike call. Henry Stang due next for Platteville if Wilson reaches. McDonald with the ball in the glove. Here's the pitch. That one is a strike. 1-2 now. The batter in the batting box right now. Waiting for the pitcher. Johnson at third. Mum at second. McDonald ready with a 1-2 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Seth Wilson will try again. Always a good broadcast at North Park. Grateful that the family of Joe Strang put this booth up a couple of years back. We're able to utilize it. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Count is two balls and two strikes. The old one was, well, it served its purpose, but my advancing age and weight probably wasn't broadcast approved. Here's a pitch upstairs for a ball. Three balls and two strikes. They broadcast a lot from that one, though, as well. Had a trap door right in the middle. You'd climb up the ladder. But the floor was getting a little weathered. Full count offering. There's the pitch. Fouled straight back by Wilson. Platteville hanging tough here on the pitches from McDonald. Jacob with a quick comment from his catcher, Braden Argel. And now Seth Wilson is back in awaiting a payoff pitch. Runners at second and third, two away in the second. Here's the pitch. Pop foul again against the screen. They'll come back. Try it again. Hornets trying to get back to the dugout. Platteville trying to get on the board here in the top of the second inning. Three balls, two strikes from McDonald. Jacob with ball in mitt. Here's the pitch. Changeup is low. He walked in. Or is it? Strike three called. All right. Everybody started walking off the field. I didn't see the strike called, but there it is. It is a strikeout. Seth Wilson caught looking, and that is the third strikeout here in the ball game for Jacob McDonald. Good finish after Platteville threatened in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Hornets lead it in this Southwest Conference game by a score of 1-0. High school baseball coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
A big thank you to our sponsors. They've been along all season long. We're getting down to the final go-arounds here in regular season sports for the 24-25 school year. Stepping in, Wes Bosworth, left-handed batter, leading off the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Richland Center. Trenton Mum into the motion, and here's the pitch. Chop foul. It's nothing and one. Finn Lemke will follow, and then Deacon Hies. For the Richland Center Hornets, good crowd on hand tonight at North Park. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed. Couple of strikes on the batter. Bosworth has had a good year at all sports. Steps back in. And Mum from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is off the outside corner. One and two to the batter. Mum looking through the web of the glove. And here's the pitch. West takes it for a strike. He's caught looking, and there is one away. First strikeout for Platteville tonight. And now number 14, Finn Lemke. Finn making his way in for the Hornets. Having a good year as well, representing the underclass. There's the pitch, lifted in the air, behind second base. Now the right fielder is coming in, calls everybody off, and hauls it in. Nathan Mum pulls it in for the second out, and that will bring up Deacon Hies. Hies playing right field for the Hornets. Platteville predicted to finish third in the conference, again tied for the league lead for Coach Randy Knight in his sixth year at the helm. Trenton Mum with a pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Deacon Hies, who is a sophomore. Ben Lemke, the previous batter, a freshman and part of the Hornet order. Here's a chopper foul. Count is even at one ball and one strike. sure hope that we have a baseball or softball team make a run in the tournament. Always a fun and exciting time for communities and poor old radio announcers. 1-1 pitch. Here's the deal. Highs watches low. 2-1 to the batter. I think we have some good opportunities. Looking over the brackets, there are some schools. And again, you don't play the games on paper. But certainly some favorable matchups, you'd think, for a few area teams. Softball, here's the pitch. Bounced foul, strike two. There are a couple of chances, I think, for some local softball teams to make a run. And hopefully baseball as well. You never know at tournament time. These Hornets have their work cut out. They go to Division II, and there are some big schools beginning with Lodi. Here's the pitch, popped foul and out of play. Deacon High's hanging tough. Talking with some of the coaches here for both schools before the game, we were kind of discussing the pairings, and softball has five divisions, but baseball does not, and that kind of condenses things, and some schools drop down. 2-2 offering to Highs. The pitch fouled. Catcher back and runs out of room. So back to do it again. But, for instance, Richland Center playing all of its games in the Southwest Conference, going into Division II, but some of the rivals, such as Lancaster, River Valley, going to Division III this year. And, of course, Prairie du Chien, Dodgeville. High fly ball. This one over to the right field side again. And Mum calls it in. So Deacon Hines gives it a ride, but nothing to show. And the Hornets go in order in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Two in the books in Richland Center's North Park. Hornets 1, Hillman nothing. Area baseball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
In the third inning, batting for Platteville, Henry Stang, the number 9 hitter, followed by the top of the order, Lucas Ludlam and Jonah Vorwald. 1-0, Richland Center in the lead. Now let's check the Filney flip phone again, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Now we've got baseball score, too. Boscobel edges Fenimore tonight, 4-3, big win for the Bulldogs. And there's a team, too, the Bulldogs, look out for them. They're in Division 4. For the tournament, and they could make a run. I mean, they've got some tough opponents there as well, but they face some tough talent all year long in that Swall, and we'll see as that tournament transpires. Here's Henry Stang leading in, the number 14 on his uniform, and the pitch is a strike from McDonald. 1-0. Riverdale and Darlington in a slugfest tonight. The Chieftains win it 14-12. Jacob McDonald from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball. Riverdale will play Lancaster in the first round of the tournament. That should be a good game as well from tonight. McDonald kicks, and here's the pitch. That went off the outside corner. Count is 2-1. Speaking of Lancaster, they have defeated River Valley tonight, 6-2, a final. McDonald with a kick and the pitch. That one shot toward third, and it eats across the bag here in foul ground. Strike two. Baseball also tonight. Reedsburg 7-2 over McFarland. Wisconsin Dells 7-2 over Nakusa. Here's the pitch. That one is a little bit low, and the count is full to Henry, the number 9 batter. McDonald working the ball in the glove from the windup. Here comes the pitch. He walked him. So Stang heads to first base. Leadoff walk. Second given up today by the Hornets, and the batter, Lucas Ludlum, hitting for the second time tonight. He grounded out back in the first inning. So a runner at first, potential tying run with no one out. Wes Bosworth playing the bag for the Hornets. McDonald steps off the rubber and looks him back. Now the setup continues. Stang leads. McDonald ready from the belt. Runner going. Pitch is swung on and lifted toward right field. And it's going to drop in there for a base hit. Coming in around third and holding there is Stang as Ludlum sneaks one in. Runners at first and third again for Platteville. That happened last inning with one out, but they have them at first and third with none out in the top of the third inning. And Jonah Vorwald will be the batter. Argel and McDonald going over the signs. Vorwald grounded out to first base for an unassisted play last time up. McDonald ready, eyes the runners, runner going first to second. High ball, throw back to third, and not in time on the slap tag by Gauld. So Stang at third, Ludlum at second with a stolen base. And Vorwald now with two ducks on the pond in scoring position for Platteville. Trailing the Hornets 1-0. Top of the third inning, Jacob McDonald ready. The pitch chopped toward first and under the glove at first base. One run scores. Stang is in there waving Ludlum. He's coming on to score, and Platteville will lead. On the play, that ball got by. They're going to run the runner all the way to third base. Now, the Hornets don't help themselves there. Platteville does, and they take a 2-1 lead. Vorwald goes all the way to third base as the Hornets struggle getting that ball in. The ball will be back to the pitcher, and Carson Opgenorth will be the batter. Carson also on the basketball team, led the league, and most times his name was mispronounced. Here's the pitch. Strike call. I don't know that for a fact, but could be. Nothing in one. Carson steps out, checks the runner at third base. McDonald with the pitch. Bounced toward first. Nope, going to be trying to backhand at the pitcher. Backhanded by Wasinger, the shortstop, and helps him out with a throw to first in time. Nice play. A 1-6-3 put out for out number one. Runner stays at third on the play, and the batter will be Nathan Mumm. McDonald couldn't quite reach that ball. Wasinger, good hustle play, backed him up, got him out at first. Here's the pitch, down low for a ball. Might be having scoreboard troubles. It just suddenly went out. Back to McDonald, runner at third base getting a lead. Here's the pitch, chopped towards short. Wasinger can't find it. It's going to be in there, and the runner scores from third. 3-1 Platteville now. Mumm holds at first base, and the batter will be Evan Johnson. Johnson coming in, conference at the mound now. Still only one away, a runner at first base, three runs across for Platteville on just one hit. The conference is over. Argo back behind the plate. And Jacob McDonald, wiping his brow, checks the runner at first, getting a good-sized lead. Platteville has been kind of steal happy here tonight. Have ran the bases aggressively. Bosworth playing the bag at first base. McDonald's pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one to the hitter. Johnson, the number five batter in the order. McDonald to the belt. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in two to the hitter. Jacob McDonald taking matters into his own hands here. Probably should have been out of the inning by now. Two-strike offering. This one popped up. First base side and out of play. Johnson will come back and do it again. Platteville and the Hornets in the same jurisdiction in Division II pairings. Platteville will play Portage in the first round of the tournament on the road. Platteville's overall record, 10-8. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes. The Platteville Portage winner will play number one seed Reedsburg in the second round of the tournament. A no easy road for Platteville in the tournament. There's a swing and a foul tip held onto by Argle, and that is the second out. Fourth strikeout for McDonald and the batter Trenton Mumm, seventh hitter of the inning for Platteville. He reached on a fielder's choice last time. Richland Center, 11th seed, playing at number 6 seed Lodi, and the victor plays at number 3 McFarland, which has a first round bye. Here's a throw to first, not in time. Good scoop by Bosworth, and Nathan Mumm slides back in, gets the hand back on the bag. Back to McDonald. Here's the pitch. Mumm will take a look at a ball. Bryce and Carl do next for the Platteville Hillman. McDonald eyes the runner at first. Back to the glove and the pitch. This one lifted in the air to center field. Coming on, Brady Dosh. He's into coasting mode, and he hauls it in for out number 3. That will do it for Platteville, but they strike 3 times on just one base hit. And there were 2 Hornet errors and 1 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. It is a Platteville lead of 3-1 over Richland Center. High school baseball coming your way tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Bottom of the 3rd inning at Richland Center's North Park. Avery McGlynn, the designated hitter, will lead off for Richland Center, followed by left fielder Ethan Hady and the catcher Braden Argle. So, coming in here for the Richland Center Hornets, McGlynn batting for the first time. He'll get set to step up. And Mumm has finished his warm-up. 3-1 Platteville. His team has a 2-run lead for him now. So McGlynn is in. Avery steps back. He's another underclassman, sophomore for the Hornets this year. Here's the pitch. And he went around. Strike one. McGlynn actually batting. I may have said Argel was due up, but McGlynn bats for the catcher Argel tonight. Here's a chopper foul outside of third. Quickly, two strikes. So it's McGlynn, Haiti, and Dosh. 8-9-1 batters for Richland Center. More scores, the Hornets softball team. Boy, they've had a good resurgence and end of the season. 1-0, they defeat Platteville tonight. Another nail-biter. Hornets softball will have a home game. They played their way into a home game against Lancaster next Tuesday. Here's a check swing, bounce around the infield, picked up by Opkenorth, foot race to the bag, and he got there just in time. Boy, it was a sprint to the finish. Opkenorth and McGlynn racing to the bag, and Carson got there just in the nick of time. There is one away. The batter, Ethan Haiti, the left fielder. Haiti batting number 9. Don't have all the scores in. We did hear that Weston was trailing DeSoto in that ball game. DeSoto getting a big win. Here's a high fly to center field. Center fielder coasting in, and Vorwald hauls it in for out number 2. Back to the top of the order now, and Brady Dosh. Brady singled and has scored the only Hornet run so far. Comes in, stretches out, and gets ready. From the windup, there's the pitch. Bouncing ball towards second. Loving it there is Johnson, and Evan throws him out at first base. And the Hornets go 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the fourth, Platteville 3, Richland Center 1, in area Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball. Live tonight from North Park on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Tonight in baseball for the Ridge and Valley on the Phil Me flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, Lafarge has defeated Kickapoo 7-3. Here at North Park, top of the fourth, Platteville leading 4-1 over, I should say 3-1 over Richland Center in the fourth, and this is Bryson Carl leading off against Jacob McDonald. There's the pitch. That is a strike. Nothing in one. Seth Wilson and Henry Stang do up as well for Platteville in the fourth. McDonald looking in and now kicks and fires. That one is going to be ripped to right field. Snagged by Finn Lemke at second base for out number 1. One up, one down, and that'll bring up Seth Wilson, the catcher. They had the opportunity to call lots of games here over the years at North Park. Most recently, home talent, which kind of miss those days as well. Wish they were back. McDonald kicks and fires. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Keep hoping that somebody would take the reins and get it going again. They had some good years. Home talent. Get a chance to watch some of the local guys play a little longer than just high school. Pitches inside. It hit the batter's bat and kind of backs off, but they say it got him. So hit by a pitch, Seth Wilson is going to run down to first base. I think Coach Lemke will ask about that as well. It did definitely hit his bat, but might have hit his forearm first, and I think that might be what the discussion is about. Platteville with a man at first base as it stands. and Stang will be coming in. So I think they're going to have a conference between the umpires now as they bring them all together. Stay with us for the Duncan play of the game, turning point of the game. They've been along with us all year. We've had lots of highlights to talk about, and we'll talk about that on our post-game show tonight. Also, during the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. So the call will stand. Batter hit by pitch, and Platteville will bring out a courtesy runner. That's Kingston Clayton. Kingston coming out to run at first base for the catcher. Stang ready to roll. Batting from the right side, and McDonald set to work. Runner leads at first base. Here's the pitch. High fastball. One ball and no strikes to the Platteville left fielder. Runner leads at first. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. McDonald gets the ball back. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. A lot of these young Hornets, it's kind of the running around back to youth baseball days playing here at North Park. There's the pitch upstairs. Runner going as it gets by on the high fastball. And now at second base is the runner Clayton on a wild pitch. Count goes to 2-1. A lot of youth games played here. So it's a back-to-the-roots game here for the Hornets tonight. Here's the pitch. Popped off the handles, right field. Out of trouble. Coming on his highs. Coming on. He's got it. Good running grab. Runner tags. Throw over to third base. Not going to be in time. So Wilson coming in. Oh, and they say the runner left early at second base. And so that will do it. The appeal back to second base, they say the runner left early, and that is out number three. So the Hornets get out of it after Platteville had a little bit of something, a little skirmish going here tonight. But that'll do it for the Hillmen. They go and face the minimum here against Jacob McDonald. No runs, and there were no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Platteville leading it here tonight, 3-1. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Your first choice for better health.
It's the official start of allergy season. Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital wants to help you manage those itchy eyes and sneezing as pollen counts rise all month long. Save 25% on over-the-counter antihistamines, topical creams, and bug sprays through May 31st.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Cole Wasinger will lead it off for Richland Center, followed by Jacob McDonald and Isaac Gall. 3-1, Platteville in the lead. The lights are on now at Richland Center's North Park. Stepping in now is Wasinger. He laid down a beautiful sacrifice that helped lead to the Hornets' first run in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Down low, one ball, no strikes. Badger football team announcing that 2026, they'll start on a Sunday against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. Here's the pitch. Popped third base side, third baseman over, and is going to haul it in. So Cole Wasinger retired. And there is one up and one down on the play by Bryson Carl. Again, I lament it all the time. College football needs to be at noon on Saturday. NFL football noon on Sunday or Monday night. And that's it. Here's the pitch. High fly to right center field. Count on the center fielder. And he dives. Did he get it? No, it's going to drop in there for the Hornets. Throw to second base. Not in time. McDonald's got a double. Jacob McDonald with a hustle two-bagger. Jonah Varwall, the center fielder, going for all he was worth. Went in there. He almost made the grab, but the ball scooted underneath him. So a runner at second base. That's the third Hornet hit. And Isaac Gauld will be the batter. He grounded out last time. Richland Center bringing in Hunter Johnson as a courtesy runner for the pitcher. Jacob McDonald comes off the field. So here is Gall stepping in and getting ready against Trenton Mum, who works from the stretch for the first time in a while. That double by the batter, first in a while. Here's a high fly to left field, going back to left fielder, and he's got it. Stang pulls it in, and the runner Johnson goes back to second base. There are quickly two away. And the double by McDonald broke a string of outs there. Platteville had retired a total of eight in a row. Here is Wes Bosworth in a chance for a scoring opportunity here. Runner leading at second base. Trenton Mum to the belt and to the plate. That one is low. One ball and no strikes. We understand the Brewers are in a rain delay. It wouldn't be a road trip to Pittsburgh if they didn't have a rain delay. One ball and no strikes to Bosworth. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched toward the left field side. The left fielder coming out a ton. And he makes a running grab on the left field foul line. And that'll do it for the Hornets. They put some bats on the ball, but nothing to show for it. In the inning, no runs and a hit. And there were no errors. One left on. We go to the fifth inning with Platteville leading it 3-1 in area baseball from WRCO Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Platteville leading off. Ludlam fouls one out of play. Nothing in one to Lucas, Jonah Vorwald, and Carson Obgenorth. Top three hitters in the Platteville order. 3-1, Platteville leads it here tonight. Three runs on just one hit against Jacob McDonald. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Strike two. Platteville scored the three runs. Just a hit. Took advantage of a couple of Hornet errors. And a walk in that inning. McDonald from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And down on the dirt. And then up to the catcher's mask. And then back to the pitcher almost. Ludlam stays alive. As Platteville's only hit. McDonald with the 0-2 from the windup, and the pitch fouled off the handles, a little seed that goes way over to the parking lot. Hopefully somebody has good insurance. So back in, adjusting the helmet is Lucas Ludlam. McDonald with new baseball in hand, ready to work. From the windup, here comes the pitch, outside and high. One ball and two strikes. Top of the fifth inning of this Southwest Conference game between a couple of rivals. 1-2 offering from McDonald. It swung on and missed. Picked up by the catcher. The throw to first got it with a stretch from Bosworth. And there is one away. Fifth strikeout for McDonald in the game. Jonah Borwald will be the batter. Jonah has grounded out and reached on an error and scored. Seneca, the outright champion in the Ridge and Valley this year in baseball, as DeSoto defeats Weston 11-0 tonight in a game that went seven innings. Soto with a big win, and Weston will fall to number two in the standings this year. Here's the pitch, chopped toward short, deep in the hole. Wassinger picks, throws high and over the glove, and then the runner stays at first base after taking a turn and gets back in there. So Platteville with another base runner, and the batter, Carson Obgenorth, he has struck out and grounded out. So the runner will lead at first base for Platteville. Seneca's been on a nice roll. They win the Ridge and Valley this year. Runner leads, throw to first, not in time. They'll come back and try it again. Runner leads at first base. Borwald with some good speed. Platteville has been working on getting some steals. He leans, swing and a miss by the batter. The ball lost in the dirt, and the runner is safe at second base. So a strike on Obgenorth here in the fifth inning. Platteville finishing out 2024 at 7-3 last year in the running. 6-2 this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Couple of strikes on Obgenorth. Platteville has had some all-stars over the years as well. Most recently, Chuck Smith in 2013 as a coach. Players such as Michael Feldman in 2007, Don Sponsler, 93, Jason Carmen, 1989, Marty McGinley, 88, Larry McGinley, 85, and Brad Lang in 85 as well. Representing Platteville at the all-star level, the state level. Borwald leads at second. Here's the pitch. Inside, it hit him. Obgenorth is on base. McDonald lost him. Had two strikes on him. Two on with one away, and Nathan Mum will be the batter. Nathan has flown out to right field and reached on an error. So Platteville has a little spark going here in the fifth inning, again, without a hit. Hornets hurt themselves a couple of times tonight. Platteville trying to make it hurt again here. Two on without a hit. The batter will be Nathan Mum, who has flown out, reached on an error, and he's going to try to get it done here. And Hornets trying to counter. McDonald looking in for the target from Argyle. Jacob ready. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Hornet All-Stars through the years. Brian Doudna, 1984. Dane Peterson, 1987. He's just down below me here. There's the pitch. That's a ball outside. I think Dane's signing autographs tonight. Brian Poles in 97. Nick McCauley, 98. Todd Winkus in 2012. And coaches Vern Geischert and Mike Hemling also in 2012. Swing and a miss by Nathan Wong. And is on the board with a strike now on the batter. One away, top of the fifth at North Park. McDonald taking a deep breath. Runners at first and at second here tonight for the Hillman. McDonald takes the ball to the mitt. 2-1 pitch, ripped on the ground. Wes Bosworth juggles, throws to second, covering it one. Back to first. not in time. And that will be the second out on the play. Vorwall goes to third. Opgenorth forced at second base, route number two. And Mum is safe on the fielder's choice at first base. That will bring up Evan Johnson. He has walked and struck out tonight. Number nine coming in here. With two outs in the top of the fifth inning, and now here comes Coach Ryan Lemke out of the Richland Center dugout. And we'll see what the Hornets decide to do here. McDonald and company will take up, continue. Coach Lemke talking situations here tonight. So as the conversation continues, again, a 3-1 score update here. Only flip phone, baseball tonight. Potosi-Cassville, 11-4 over Pecatonica. Softball finals. Congratulations.